This is the Texas Standard.
I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. The forces arrayed against Alabama Judge Roy Moore are mounting. As NPR News and everyone else in the Western world are now reporting, a fifth woman has come forward with allegations of sexual misconduct against Alabama's Republican in the U.S. Senate race. Texas's two U.S. Senators, John Cornyn and Ted Cruz, have upped their tentative condemnations of Moore from troubling to not gonna endorse anymore. And though that's not likely to tip any voters three states to the east of us, a mounting number of prominent Republicans in D.C. are saying without reservation they believe the accusers and Moore should step aside. Some Republicans even saying Alabamans should just vote for the Democrat this time, a sign of how concerned the GOP is about having Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate. But what's happening in Alabama could be the least of concern to lawmakers in Texas based on what we're now learning about the state of affairs in our own capital city, as Alexa Ura and a team of investigative reporters at the Texas Tribune are learning. Alexa, thanks for speaking with The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so according to the Tribune's reporting, when was the last formal claim of sexual harassment in either the Texas House or Texas Senate?
As far as we know, there hasn't been one. We filed formal requests with both chambers asking for those complaints dating back to 2011, and we're told that zero had been filed. And when we talked to the officials in charge of collecting or investigating those sort of complaints, they said that they've never had one.
Zero have been filed. Is there any way of being able to determine what, you know, in a body the size of the Texas House and Senate, what one would expect to see, just as, you know, a bell curve, a normal distribution of these complaints, or no?
You know, we don't have specific numbers, but one of the former staffers that we talked to described sexual harassment at the Capitol as common as a hello. I think there's a wide range of the sexual harassment that women are being subjected to, anything from leering looks to actual sexual assault based on the stories. And so it's rampant, but it appears that women feel they have little incentive to speak up. They have a lot of fear about being ostracized, and really they're facing a system that experts have told us doesn't guarantee them that any sort of complaint will be resolved, in a system that doesn't really give authority to those investigating, particularly when it comes to elected officials.
I want to go back to what you were saying just a moment ago, because you say that there are people who did come forward and speak with your reporting team about incidents that they had experienced. What sort of stories, and were any names mentioned?
You know, we heard from a lot of folks. We heard from anything about being made uncomfortable when they're around specific people and the looks that they get from specific people. Others were more directly propositioned at Capitol events and at the Capitol. And others had to deal with a little bit more grotesque things, where a lawmaker licked a staffer's hand. Another former staffer told her she was sexually assaulted by a lawmaker who put his hand up her skirt. And I think, you know, this range of sexual harassment seems to be pretty common based on the interviews that we had with folks, and women end up sort of quietly sharing their stories and quietly passing along names of folks that they should be careful around.
Why aren't these women coming forward now? I mean, a lot of these folks that you spoke with are no longer working at the Capitol. They wouldn't. Are they fearful of reprisals at this juncture? Why aren't we hearing the names of those lawmakers who are alleged here?
They're absolutely fearful of reprisal and retaliation. And the women that we talked to agreed to speak to us anonymously because they were fearful that speaking out could affect them in their jobs. Some of them are still around the Capitol, some of them are not. But it was pretty clear to them that, you know, the lack of incentive and protection that they felt at the Capitol when these things were happening, they've carried that with them into their next jobs for those who have moved on. The fear is pretty palpable around them when you talk to these women.
Forgive me for interrupting, but I'm thinking about the many state agencies and departments that take sexual harassment very seriously, especially in this current climate. If you are an individual who's working, say, as an aide to a representative or a senator, Texas state representative, what course of action would you have if you, in fact, had been assaulted and you wanted to take action?
You know, formally, the sexual harassment policies in the House and the Senate are set up to where you can file a complaint in the House with the House Administration Committee or the Personnel Office, in the Senate with the Office of the Senate Secretary, or with their HR system. You can file a complaint and they are supposed to follow up with it.
Surely there's a policy, though, that the Texas House and Senate have adopted to deal with issues like these. No, I mean, they...
The sexual harassment policies have been in place since 1995. We talked to an employment lawyer and a sexual assault advocate who's also a lawyer who looked at the policies. They brought up several issues with them, particularly how some of these policies direct women to confront their sexual harassers directly without warning them that they don't have to do this if they don't feel comfortable. And so the policies have been in place. It's just that people don't feel like they can trust them. And then the other problem is that a lot of the women that we talked to didn't even know the policies existed at the Capitol.
What, if anything, is being done to change the status quo?
Well, already this morning, State Representative Linda Koop sent a letter to the governor and to Speaker Joe Strauss and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, asking for the creation of some sort of protocol to protect the women at the Capitol. We have heard from another senator who told us she was considering legislation about mandatory sexual harassment training and creating some sort of independent oversight entity when it comes to sexual harassment at the Capitol. So, you know, I think we'll slowly have some reaction rolling in, but it seems like there are already folks who are hoping to fix this.
Alexa Ura, reporter for the Texas Tribune. A link to their latest, texasstandard.org. Alexa, thanks.
Thank you very much.